German short-haired pointer breed standard. Oral exam. Front and side. Bite. Scissor. General appearance. A versatile hunter, an all-purpose gun dog capable of high performance in field and water. The judgment of shorthairs in the show ring reflects this basic characteristic. The overall picture, which is created in the observer's eye, is that of an aristocratic, well-balanced, symmetrical animal with conformation indicating power, endurance, and agility in a look of intelligence and animation. The dog is neither unduly small nor conspicuously large. It gives the impression of medium size, but is like the proper hunter, with a short back, but standing over plenty of ground. Symmetry and field quality are most essential. A dog in hard and lean field condition is not to be penalized, however, overly fat or poorly muscled dogs are to be penalized. A dog well balanced in all points is preferable to one with outstanding good qualities and defects. Grace of outline, clean-cut head, sloping shoulders, deep chest, powerful back, strong quarters, good bone composition, adequate muscle, well-carried tail and taut coat produce a look of nobility and indicate a heritage of purposefully conducted breeding. Further evidence of this heritage is movement, which is balanced, alertly coordinated, and without wasted motion. Size-height of dogs, measured at the withers, 23 to 25 inches. Height of bitches, measured at the withers, 21 to 23 inches. Deviations of 1 inch above or below the described heights are to be severely penalized. Weight of dogs 55 to 70 pounds. Weight of bitches 45 to 60 pounds. Proportion dash dot measuring from the forechest to the rearmost projection of the rump and from the withers to the ground, the short hair is permissibly either square or slightly longer than he is tall. Tall and leggy dogs, dogs which are ponderous because of excess substance, doggy bitches, and bitchy dogs are to be faulted. The chest reaches down to the elbows. Commentary. Wither to elbow approximate equal to elbow to ground. Substance dash dot thin and fine bones are by no means desirable in a dog which must possess strength and be able to work over any type of terrain. The main importance is not laid so much on the size of bone, but rather on the bone being in proper proportion to the body. Bone structure too heavy or too light is a fault. Head is clean cut, is neither too light nor too heavy, and is in proper proportion to the body. Eyes that are of medium size, full of intelligence and expression, good-humored and yet radiating energy, neither protruding nor sunken. The eye is almond-shaped, not circular. The preferred color is dark brown. Light yellow eyes are not desirable and are a fault. Closely set eyes are to be faulted. China or wall eyes are to be disqualified. Ears. The ears are broad and set fairly high, lie flat and never hang away from the head. Their placement is just above eye level. Ears, when laid in front without being pulled, should extend to the corner of the mouth. In the case of heavier dogs, the ears are correspondingly longer. Ears too long or fleshy are to be faulted. Skull is reasonably broad, arched on the side and slightly round on top. The length of the muzzle should equal the length of skull. Unlike the pointer, the median line between the eyes at the forehead is not too deep and the occipital bone is not very conspicuous. The rise is more strongly pronounced in the dog than in the bitch. The jaw is powerful and the muscles well developed. Stop, the line to the forehead rises gradually and never has a definite stop as that of the pointer, but rather a stop effect when viewed from the side, due to the position of the eyebrows. Muzzled, is sufficiently long to enable the dog to seize game properly and be able to carry it for a long time. The foreface rises gradually from nose to forehead. A pointed muzzle is not desirable. The depth is in the right proportion to the length, both in the muzzle and in the skull proper. The length of the muzzle should equal the length of skull. A dish-shaped muzzle is a fault. A definite pointer stop is a serious fault. Too many wrinkles in the forehead is a fault. Nose. The nose is brown on a liver dog and black on a black dog. The larger the nose, the better, and nostrils should be well opened and broad. A spotted nose is not desirable. A flesh-colored nose disqualifies. The chops fall away from the somewhat projecting nose. Lips. are full and deep yet are never fluey. Teeth are strong and healthy. The molars intermesh properly. The bite is a true scissors bite. A perfect level bite is not desirable and must be penalized. Extreme overshot or undershot disqualifies. Neck is of proper length to permit the jaws reaching game to be retrieved, sloping downwards on beautifully curving lines. The nape is rather muscular, becoming gradually larger toward the shoulders. Moderate throatiness is permitted. Skin, is close and tight. Chest, in general, gives the impression of depth rather than breadth. For all that, it is in correct proportion to the other parts of the body. The chest reaches down to the elbows, ribs. Forming the thorax show a rib spring and are not flat or slab-sided. They are not perfectly round or barrel-shaped. The back ribs reach well down. The circumference of the thorax immediately behind the elbows is smaller than that of the thorax about a hand's breadth behind elbows, so that the upper arm has room for movement. Tuck up is apparent. Top line. The back is short, strong, and straight with a slight rise from the root of the tail to the withers. Loin, is strong, is of moderate length, and is slightly arched. An excessively long, roached or swayed back must be penalized. Hips are broad with hip sockets wide apart and fall slightly toward the tail in a graceful curve. Croup. A steep croup is a fault. Tailed is set high and firm and must be docked, leaving approximately 40% of its length. The tail hangs down when the dog is quiet and is held horizontally when he is walking. The tail must never be curved over the back toward the head when the dog is moving. A tail curved or bent toward the head is to be severely penalized. Forequarters. Shoulders are sloping, movable, and well covered with muscle. The shoulder blades lie flat and are well laid back nearing a 45-degree angle. The upper arm, the bones between the shoulder and elbow joint, is as long as possible, standing away somewhat from the trunk so that the straight and closely muscled legs, when viewed from the front, appear to be parallel. Elbows which stand away from the body or are too close result in toes turning inwards or outwards and must be faulted. Bone. Good bone, bone being in proper proportion to the body. Pasterns are strong, short, and nearly vertical with a slight spring. Loose, short-bladed or straight shoulders must be faulted. Knuckling over is to be faulted. Dew claws on the forelegs may be removed. Feet are compact, close-knit and round to spoon-shaped. The toes are sufficiently arched and heavily nailed. The pads are strong, hard, and thick. Hindquarters. Thighs are strong and well-muscled. Stifles are well-bent. Hock joints are well-angulated and strong with straight bone structure from hock to pad. Angulation of both stifle and hock joint is such as to achieve the optimal balance of drive and traction. Hocks turn neither in nor out. Cowhock legs are a serious fault. Coat. The hair is short and thick and feels tough to the hand. It is somewhat longer on the underside of the tail and the back edges of the haunches. The hair is softer, thinner, and shorter on the ears and the head. Any dog with long hair in the body coat is to be severely penalized. Color. The coat may be of solid liver or a combination of liver and white, such as liver and white ticked, liver patched and white ticked, or liver roan. Or the coat may be of solid black or any combination of black and white, such as black and white ticked, black patched, and white ticked, or black roan. Disqualifications: any color combination of colors other than liver or black as described in the standard. A dog with any area of red, orange, lemon or tan, or a dog solid white will be disqualified. Gait. A smooth lithe gait is essential. It is to be noted that as gait increases from the walk to a faster speed, the legs converge beneath the body. The tendency to single track is desirable. The forelegs reach well ahead as if to pull in the ground without giving the appearance of a hackney gait. The hindquarters drive the back leg smoothly and with great power. Temperament. The short hair is friendly, intelligent, and willing to please. the first impression is that of a keen enthusiasm for work without indication of nervous or flighty character. Disqualifications. 1. China or wall eyes. 2. Flesh-colored nose. 3. Extreme overshot or undershot. 4. Any color combination of colors other than liver or black is described in the standard. 5. A dog with any area of red, orange, lemon or tan, or a dog solid white. Approved October 11, 2022. Effective January 1, 2023.